Thank you, Carolyn. Andrew, finally, what do you have for us this month?
Well, I spotted a quiet announcement by NASA that their Kepler spacecraft has had its mission lifetime extended through to 2016. It was originally going to be decommissioned at the end of this year. Now, just to remind you, Kepler is this spacecraft that has a telescope on it staring at the same stars continuously and looking for signs of planets around those stars. And it's been immensely successful, almost to the point where announcing new discoveries of new planets is getting boring. The latest catalogue was released at the end of February and has more than 2,000 possible planet detections. Now, those are just possible planet detections until other telescopes go and follow it up and check that there really is a planet there. We don't know for certain. But so far, based on follow-ups that have been achieved, we are pretty confident that more than 90% of those candidates will turn out to be real planets. So we're absolutely inundated with planets now. Now, the point is that one of the original design goals of Kepler was to find Earth-like planets and get some handle on how many Earth-like planets there are out there. But those Earth-like planets have two characteristics that make that tricky. First of all, they have long orbital periods, something like 365 days. You have to wait that long before you see the signal again, because the signal that you're looking for is the planet coming in front of the star. That can only happen once every 365 days. And the other characteristic of our Earth that we're looking to match is that it's something that's quite small, which makes it quite hard to detect. So you want to see it come in front of the star several times to be sure that you've actually seen something, and that means you have to wait for several years. So originally, this mission was going to end at the end of 2012. That would have been about 3.5 years after it launched. And you might think that that would be enough to get a few times for one of these Earth-like planets to come round. The trouble has been that the stars themselves have more intrinsic variability in their light than was originally expected. So that's an interesting discovery about stars, in fact, that's just sort of come on the back of this. So the stars themselves are bubbling away, and that makes it harder to tell whether a little blob that you've seen in the amount of light coming from these stars is genuinely because of a small planet like the Earth. And so for that reason, the science case for extending the mission is pretty compelling, because we're going to need more transits to see something like the Earth, and we still want to do that. It wasn't automatic, though, because although Kepler is there, it's sitting in space, it still costs money to have people on the ground analysing the data, and the instruments do degrade over time. So this had to be looked at carefully, but NASA came to the conclusion that it was worth extending the mission, so it will now go on through into 2016.
One thing that I've always wondered with looking at the transits, where we are just looking at a dip in the light, what is it that causes the stars to be variable without a planet?
Well, there are natural processes that go on within stars that cause them to vary the amount of light coming out. Things like sunspots, or just the fact that the whole star can be wobbling about and varying in size, can lead to signals that can be confused with the transit of a planet.